Second Chronicles, chapter 21. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brothers the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephasha. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver, and of gold, and of precious things, with fortified cities in Judah, but the kingdom gave he to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself, and slew all his brethren with the sword, and also some of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as his wife, and he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. In his days the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah, and made themselves a king. Then Jehoram went forth with his officers, and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night, and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. The same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand, because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Moreover he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotries, and led Judah astray. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus says the Lord God of David your father, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot, like the harlotries of the house of Ahab, and also have slain your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord strike your people, and your children, and your wives, and all your goods. And you shall have great sickness by disease of your intestines, until your intestines come out because of the sickness day by day. Moreover the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines, and of the Arabians, that were near the Ethiopians. And they came up into Judah, and invaded it, and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was not a son left him, except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable disease. And it came to pass, that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his intestines fell out because of his sickness, so he died in great pain. And his people made no fire in his honor, like the fires made for his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without anyone's regret. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings.